This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government and loan shark victims to sign formal deal today. More than 3,200 disaster incidents claim 160 lives across the country in last 3 months. And US launches new strikes as Iran says civilian infrastructure hit. Now the news in detail. The government and protesting victims of predatory lending are set to sign a formal peace agreement today, concluding months of hesitation after an institutional breakthrough at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The high-stakes meeting at the Singhadarbar aims to codify a preliminary verbal consensus reached between the government officials and victims' representatives during recent field talks in Simhara-Bara. Today's decisive round of negotiations builds directly on intensive structural dialogue held by both delegations yesterday afternoon. The government negotiating committee is led by Pushkar Sapkota, who is the secretary at the Prime Minister's office, alongside Joint Secretary of the Home Ministry Kali Prasad Parajuli and Director General of the Department of Land Management Yogendra Prasad Dulal. The Victims Advocacy Alliance is coordinated by Abadesh Kushwaha of Nawalparasi East with a multi-district delegation comprising delegates from Siraha, Gorkha, Bhojpur, Bardakhat West and Kailali. Officials close to the development indicate that the final text of the agreement is being reviewed for immediate execution later this evening. At least 160 people were killed and two went missing and 945 others sustained injuries across Nepal as 3,296 natural disaster incidents struck the country during the final 3 months of the last fiscal years. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reported that the wave of disasters spanning from the 14th of April to 16th of July severely affected 4,375 families nationwide. According to the institutional details, fire accounted for the highest frequency of occurrences with 897 recorded incidents resulting in 17 fatalities, 109 injuries and displacement of 990 families. However, snake bites emerged as the deadliest threat during the last 3 months, claiming 38 lives and injuring 479 individuals across 514 separate incidents. The seasonal data further revealed high casualty rates for atmospheric and environmental hazards. Lightning strikes killed 24 people and injured 120 others across 223 incidents, while high altitude sickness claimed 21 lives. A total of 477 windstorms killed 13 people and impacted 1,356 families, while 433 separate landslides left 12 dead. Monsoon-driven floods and heavy rainfall collectively caused 13 deaths, with floods leaving an additional two individuals missing and affecting 396 families across 161 recorded incidents. The remaining fatalities included 17 individuals killed in 181 wildlife attacks, two from falling stones, one in a wildfire, and one in an avalanche. A live broadcasted lottery in Jerusalem has selected 836 Nepali auxiliary workers for employment in Israel's caregiving sector. Conducted by Israel's Population and Immigration Authority, PIVA, the draw selected exactly 75% of candidates from a pre-qualified pool of 1,115 applicants. The final cohort includes 588 male and 248 female workers drawn from the respective gender-segregated pools of 784 and 331 candidates. Representatives from Nepal's Department of Foreign Employment and the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas, monitored proceedings remotely to ensure procedural integrity. Following the lottery, Ambassador Bas indicated that more than 2,100 additional caregiving jobs are expected to open in the near future. He also noted that both governments are currently finalizing bilateral protocols to establish formal pathways for Nepali nationals in home-based caregiving and agricultural sectors. The selected candidates will now undergo mandatory medical examinations and criminal record verifications. Those who clear these final screening phases will begin deploying to Israel in staggered batches starting September 2026. Under the bilateral government-to-government agreement, the recruited Nepali workers are legally entitled to the same minimum salary and employment conditions as local Israeli workers under Israeli law. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States has carried out a sixth consecutive night of strikes on Iran as fighting continues over control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The BBC cited U.S. Central Command as saying the operation targeted Iranian military sites, including coastal civilians and air defense systems, military logistics facilities, and maritime capabilities. It also said U.S. forces boarded a vessel as part of efforts to enforce a blockade of Iranian ports. Iranian state media, however, accused the United States of striking civilian infrastructure, including bridges, a railway station, and an airport. The BBC has independently verified damage to a bridge west of Bandar Abbas. The White House and the U.S. Central Command have not commented on the allegation. The strikes also hit areas near Kesham Island, Bandar Abbas, and Bushehr, home to Iran's only nuclear plant. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump warned that the United States could target Iran's bridges and power plants if Tehran refused to return to negotiations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has accused China of interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and alleged major vulnerabilities in the country's voting system during a primetime address from the White House. According to the BBC, speaking on Thursday, Trump claimed he had declassified hundreds of intelligence files that showed Beijing had attempted to influence the election in favor of Joe Biden. He also alleged that China had illegally obtained personal information from 220 million U.S. voter records. Trump has repeatedly made similar claims about voter fraud and foreign interference in the 2020 election, which he lost to Joe Biden. However, the U.S. intelligence community has previously concluded that China did not interfere in that election. The address, delivered 3 months before the U.S. midterm elections, was attended by several senior administration officials. No questions were taken from journalists following the speech. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Light to moderate rain is expected in the Tarai of Kosi province and the Madhes province. Likewise, moderate to heavy rain is expected in the hilly areas of Kosi province, Karnali province, and Sudar Paschim province, while very heavy rainfall is expected in Lumbini, Bagmati, and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Government and loan shark victims to sign formal deal today. More than 3,200 disaster incidents claim 160 lives in last 3 months. And U.S. launches new strikes as Iran says civilian infrastructure hit. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.